Joel, good morning.
How the devil are you?
Going well, mate. How are you doing?
Oh, look, I'm going all right. Someone asked me the other day what I've been doing for the last 12 months since COVID hit, and I haven't got a clue. I've got no idea what I've been doing. I haven't been doing gigs.
No, well, you haven't been able to, really, have you?
Oh, no, but it's just one of those things, I think. You've just got to keep yourself relevant and find other things to do, and we've all managed to do that, but it'll be good to get back to playing again. So miss everybody, miss being out on the road.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Saturday the 13th of March, you'll be at the Tomakin Sports and Social Club. This isn't the first show that you've brought to the club, is it?
No, it isn't. We did our Eagles show there a couple of years ago, I think it was. And then, of course, COVID hit. And then, of course, the whole region got smashed by the bushfires, which was really distressing for me because I've got some family down that way. And I love the area. We've actually done quite a lot of shows down the South Coast. And it's some of the most beautiful country, and the people are just so into their music and just so welcoming. And to watch that happening from where we were in the relative safety of like the built-up area was just awful. And we really, really felt for you guys down there. But what we've decided to do is sort of mix things up a little bit. And I wanted to put together a show where, you know, we still do plenty of Eagles. But I've always been like a big Rod Stewart fan, Bryan Adams, the Mavericks, Neil Young, and offer some variety. So I thought, well, whenever we do a road trip, I've always got to make sure I've got plenty of music in the car.
Yep.
And I thought, well, why wouldn't you put together a show of all your favourite songs that you like to listen to while you're doing a long drive? So I came up with this idea of rocking down the highway. So, of course, the show opens with the classic Doobie Brothers hit, Rocking Down the Highway, and then we just go on from there. So you'll still hear Hotel California, and you'll still hear Life in the Past Lane, and you know all those classic Eagles tunes. But I kind of also I like the idea of not necessarily doing the tribute to just one artist and make songs the stars of the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got asked the other day, like one of the promoters said to me, "Well, he was thinking about booking the show in one of his rooms," and he said, "Well, who is it in tribute to?" And I'm like, "Well, we're not going to be a prisoner of the set list. If someone sits there and they yell out, 'Play some Neil Young,' there's a pretty good chance we'll do it. For me, if you go into a venue and you've got a set list and that's all you're going to play, I find that really impersonal. And no two audiences are the same, so I don't see why the show should be the same."
Yeah, I agree, because, you know, with this Rocking Down the Highway, you'll be going to be playing so many great tracks that is going to appeal to even more people than your, for example, Eagles tribute show would.
Well, it's going to be fun because there's a lot of songs that I've never heard a band play live. I mean, like I've always wanted to sing The Flame.
Yeah.
Big Trick.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard a band do it. And I think some people get a little bit frightened and they think, oh, well, if I do a song that's maybe not so well known, maybe it'll die. But I think you've got to be a little bit brave and take a punt. But then again, at the same time, like someone went out and bought all those Cheap Trick albums, and someone went out and bought all those Neil Young, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the Mavericks is another band that I've just really discovered in the last couple of years, even though they've been around forever. But I've heard so many bands just crucify Dance the Night Away and a couple of other hits, and I've steered away from it, but then I went and rediscovered them.
Yep.
And there's so many great songs. So there's going to be a couple of Mavericks tunes in there. If someone yells out The Gambler, I'll even play that. The audience.
You watch, someone will call out The Gambler now.
They do. It's bizarre. And I've done gigs where 18-year-olds have come up and said, "Can you play The Gambler?" And I'm looking at them, I go, "Why do you even know that song?" What do I care? I'm not going to be precious about it. I mean, look, some songs are off limits that we just don't want to do, and we'll be nice about it, but you're not going to hear Round Eye Girl or Kay Sand, nothing against those songs, but, you know, it's just not where we want to go with this. But we're even going to do stuff like Wichita Lineman.
Oh, I love that song, Glen Campbell.
And everyone says that, but no one plays it. But even, when was the last time you heard a band do any Bread, David Gates?
No, haven't.
Do that.
David Gates and Bread, that'll be nice. I love them too.
We're the Forrest Gump band. You never know what you're going to get.
Paul, well, we're very much looking forward to it. It's happening Saturday the 13th of March at the Tomakin Sports and Social Club. Rocking down the highway. You can rock to the club and get those tickets now. Paul, it's been a pleasure talking. Thanks for your time.
Hey, I just hope we still remember how to do it. Great to talk to you. And look, I look forward to seeing everyone and coming down and saying good day. I'm going to call in at Mogo on my way through for a cup of coffee because they got smashed last time. And that's such a beautiful spot. So we'll see you all soon.